from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, the first thing is training camp officially ended today for the Houston Texans, as this is their last practice during training camp. They'll all be off tomorrow and get ready to play the final preseason game against the LA Rams. And they had a joint practice with the LA Rams and got a lot of good work done today. Real quick, before we get to D'Amico Ryans, who spoke about the benefit of having these joint practices, can you kind of explain to the people what maybe these guys are feeling right now after they've finished a camp? And we heard it today. They've gone hard, practiced hard. Basically, everybody on the team has gone Kendrick Lamar and said they're not like us. Nobody else practices the way we do. The feeling that these guys are in right now they've got through this part.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, Ron. I mean, it is like you feel like you've won not quite a Super Bowl, but you feel like you've won a couple of ball games. That's for damn sure. Especially when you look at, I mean, the caliber team we're talking about. They know damn good and well that the work that they're putting in. Oh, Pistachio got me, man. It keeps coming back up. They know damn good. Well, the caliber work that they're putting in is big time. And so, I mean, you just feel ridiculously accomplished when you get through a month's worth of work of grinding and staying focused and dialed in with your team and dialed into the playbook and dialed into getting better. It's the bad thing is you don't have time to blink, right? It's on to the next, and then here comes the regular season. But, yeah, there's no doubt, man. See, you can slide into some kind of normality. You know what I mean? Like now, you can slide into sleeping in your own bed and not just being like falling into your own bed when you're at home. You know, you can somewhat get into a little bit of a rhythm.
This is especially for guys who know their spot on the team.
Yeah,
this is a grind. Mm-hmm. I kind of got to get through every day. We're traveling. We're in Cleveland and Canton for, you know, away from the house. Now this is a grind, and we've gotten through it. Let's hear from D'Amico, as they did have the joint practice, and we'll give Clint a little break here with that pistachio to get through.
Get
it.
Get some water, bro.
He's fight through, yeah, it, man. That was
these pistachios. Sure.
You just, that kind of stuff right there deserves us to get on Barrett's list.
Sea salt and pepper,
right there. That's a move right there. Him to fight through that deserves to get us through Barrett's list. Right. But this was D'Amico. The benefits of a joint practice.
The biggest benefit of this is we get to go against a different team, right? Different schemes, all three phases, and just see different players. Like we have our matches where we go one-on-ones or whatever it may be, but it's always the same receivers, same corners. So now our guys get the opportunity to get as many reps as possible against a different player, right? And see, you know, how they run routes, right? To see how they come off the ball as a D-line and how we need to protect. So it was really beneficial in that regard.
Look, it was intense. But it was clean and it was safe. Nobody got injured. Everybody seemed to come out of it pretty well for both sides. But they got a lot of good reps and work done today. A lot of situational things. I don't think we've had the chance to see CJ have to do any kind of, like 2 minute or a lot of goal line in these preseason games. They got it right then and there against a team that runs different stuff, plays different, that plays a completely different defense than the Texans do. So that to me is the big thing, is the amount of reps and the amount of work and looks they were able to get going today because of this joint practice.
Absolutely. They went straight team from jump. There wasn't any individual. There wasn't any 7-on-7. There wasn't any half line. There wasn't any of that stuff. Man, they went straight to 11-on-11, got a ton of situational work. I bet the Texans offense got 100 snaps in today. I bet they got 100 snaps in today of 11-on-11, and you just can't get that kind of work when you're with your own team. Not to mention, it's just human nature. Even though they're both two really well-coached football teams, it's, hey, man, we are one of 32 teams that are hunting down this Super Bowl, and y'all are in our way. There's a little different intensity there with the majority of the players. You mentioned the different scheme that you're up against. Obviously, seeing players that you don't know all their tendencies and things of that nature. So, it was as good a work as you're going to get. I wish they had 2 days of it.
Yeah.
I mean, today went.
They had multiple days.
From a value like the caliber work that they got today, I guarantee you, D'Amico wishes he had another day of it. I mean, it was good today, man. That was a lot of reps. Your ones and twos got a ton of work. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Did I see Case Keenum go at all?
No, I don't think Keenum did.
I don't think him or Boyle went.
I don't.
I think it was just Davis Mills and CJ Stroud.
It was just CJ and David.
So your ones and twos are really all that got work today, and they got really, really, really good work. So it was exactly what you hope to get out of joint practices is what you got.
I'll say this. We talked about a few things earlier with what we saw. Joe Mixon was in there, and obviously he was with the ones with the running game. And listen, I think it will be better than what we've seen with Damian Pierce. But we saw more of that today of the – something was missed, or there's an assignment missed here. We saw guys coming open, and you know, I think obviously Mixon maybe has better instincts in terms of the cutback, where to cut back. But still, it was up front. It was a lot of what we saw before with Pierce in terms of at least their part of it, not being exactly blocked. Better, like I said, it looks better with Mixon in there. He seems to have a little bit more of a better feel of what he's doing there. But there were still some moments where it was like, okay, this is where they get themselves in trouble. Another free person coming in. Hell, one play in the goal line. They did a toss play to Joe Mixon. It was three guys untouched. Yep. It seemed like. Or beat there right on the pitch. And usually, and you know, in these practices, they'll touch and just run it all the way through the end zone anyway. If they get – they just stopped. They just stopped because it was three of them there. So that still was there even though Joe Mixon was back as the tailback.
Yeah, look, I got Joe Mixon's going to make it better. Flat out, Joe Hill. Cam Akers will make it better, being honest. I mean, there's just things that are being missed that a more experienced back will not miss. And so it's going to be better. The question is are we talking about complimentary better, just kind of get the job done and be a middle of the pack, or are we talking about a better enough and a good enough run game to where you couple that with a good D'Amico defense and C.J. Stroud and how explosive these wide receivers are, and Super Bowl conversation is real. Like right now, everybody's going to have their turn of talking Super Bowl conversations. The Texans are going to be in it. But once the rubber meets the road, we start playing games. If they can run the football effectively, and it's not just about Joe Mixon makes it better, like Joe Mixon making people miss or Joe Mixon making incredible runs, and it's actually a better run game. It starts up front, like legitimately starts up front. This team has got to be in I will have Super Bowl conversations.
Yeah, someone texted Ron, just say DP sucks. I don't think he sucks. I would tell you what I saw was, Joe may get 4 or 5 out of a play that he got 0 or 1.
Absolutely.
That matters, but that's not as significant. There's still a situation of, what's going on up here? He may, like I said, he may have turned what could be a 1 yard loss to a 3 yard gain, which is a big deal, but still it still shows there's an issue. He should more consistently make at least one person miss at a better rate than Damian Pierce does. That doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, he's better in the make a miss category, and he's better in not missing things, not missing holes, not missing creases, and so that'll be a big plus.
Well, we'll see here. But as you said, ultimately, really good work today for their final practice.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, listen, we'll get to the Astros as they'll try to get back on their winning ways in Baltimore. But I'm curious how this makes folks around here feel. This has been reported by multiple sources. Ari Alexander first reported it. But the Astros are close to a major league deal with reliever Hector Neris. Remember old Hector Neris? Sources confirmed, as I said, Ari Alexander first reported.
That fella who charged a batter one time.
Was that him? Was that Julio Rodriguez he charged?
That was him, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was him. It got away from him there.
Took off towards the plate after the third out.
Like, and then afterwards, didn't he say, like, oh, no, we're friends?
It was a big deal.
And Julio didn't think it was real
funny. No, not at all. Never came off of it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just remembered that.
That is the memory of it. Yeah, he gets good. Hector gets himself good and emotional. By the way, he was with the Cubs. They DFA'd him, and a lot of people knew there was going to be movement there, and many people were asking about that. But Hector Neris, he's potentially in it. It's really now pending on the physical right now with Hector Neris coming over and potentially going to be added to that bullpen, which, he was the Cubs closer, so I know at one point this year he was doing pretty well. You just know it's kind of different when they get here, potentially different when they get here, and he's got a role and he's worked with the pitching coaches there and they know him and potentially know and have seen him at his best. And you mean to tell me, man, with those three in the back end, the next one would be Hector Neris? I would, especially if they can get Hector Neris to be in the – I mean, Hector Neris was, to me last year, arguably your second best reliever. I thought Abreu was your best reliever last year. I thought Hector Neris was the guy you would go to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
That time when he charged Julio Rodriguez is because they went to him because they had gotten into some trouble.
In a high leverage situation. Yeah. I love the move. I mean, I love the move. The end of R. Alexander's comment here about Houston would only be on the hook for a prorated league minimum salary. So you're getting him for next to nothing. And right now, we talked about this, and just kind of in passing mentioned, Taylor Scott has been unbelievable this year, relatively speaking, but he's, he's been getting touched up a little bit lately.
Never pitched in the postseason.
The King, King has been good, I suppose, but he's not Neris. I don't know, and I'm not looking at the roster right now. But I don't know a guy out there other than those top three with Presley and Hader and Abreu that I would rather have in a high leverage situation to come out. So if you can get him for dirt cheap, and he wants to be a part of this thing, hell yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no, and obviously he's familiar with the clubhouse. There's nothing there that would be different. I mean, his ERA is 3.89, which is not great for a closer. 17 saves this year with the Cubs. He has got probably struggled more of late, but hey, I you mean to tell me, like at the end of games, you got a chance to go if you need to, Hector Neris, Brian Abreu, because they're hell bent on it, Presley into Hader. That's a pretty good crew going to the playoffs. Not to mention, you know, guys that may be in that rotation that could come down like a Blanco or a Kikuchi. We'll see. So that is. I like the move. That move makes a lot of sense. You know who you're bringing in. You know what you're doing. And your guys have worked with him. And maybe instantly, whatever has been a struggle, like they have done with Kikuchi with the changeup, instantly maybe there's something they see that they can help get him back on track.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, apparently we may be hearing about this a little bit later, but this is how bad it's gotten with the Seattle Mariners. They were 10 games up. In the division, they were running away with the West. And now, with last night's blowout loss to the Dodgers, they have now dropped to 500 again. And with that, they have fired Scott Service. Dan Wilson's going to be the new manager for the Mariners. But that's what it has come to. It is – that's what I said, man. I need to see what the Mariners' record is during this same time frame that the Astros have gone off and reclaimed the lead in the West. It has. I mean, it has.
I got
to.
Some numbers for you coming up on Tyler Sturgeon.
Yeah, we'll save him. It has to have dropped at a crazy rate. But yeah, man. I mean, this isn't a surprise. I mean, this is different than what the White Sox are doing. But if you just falling, I mean, collapsing and falling apart. They're 5 games out, Clint. 5 games out, like and. We haven't even got to September.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look.
Like, it's crazy.
You knew if the slide continued, when people start throwing around, it's never happened in history that quick when the Astros hunted down the Mariners. Boy, if you don't right that ship pretty quick, somebody's going to lose their job. And clearly the Mariners haven't righted that ship, and Scott's on his way out.
That's crazy, man. I can't believe it has. It is going down to this space with Scott Service. They are.
I mean, I can't believe that the Astros are. Would you say they're 5 up?
Yes.
I can't believe they're 5 up in the series. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were talking about them being 10 back.
Yes.
There's been a 15 game swing in 2 months.
Yes. That's why I said that they like Tyler.
I mean, allow that to happen, you got to be a bad baseball team.
And the other part of this is they pitch. Far too well for them to give up.
Yeah, good point.
Give up this that quickly. I mean, they pitch. They are given, for the most part, most nights out with their rotation, they are giving their team a chance to win, and they just can't. I mean,
at one point, weren't they throwing around this is one of the best rotations in baseball?
Well, yes.
In all of baseball?
Yes, they have lost. I've looked up. They've lost 1-0. They've lost 2-1. Mm. They've been up. That Castillo fella, he has gotten screwed multiple times by no run support. All right. Listen, I think a lot of positive things looking up for the Texans as they head into the regular season after their final game on Saturday. But I think there's a question that needs to be asked about somebody, and we're getting close to this potentially being an issue because we haven't seen or heard from this person in a long time. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive from the text line. I text y'all yesterday about Hector Neris before this potential move was even happening.
It was potential, friend. And you said it yourself.
And y'all didn't acknowledge it or speak on it in all caps.
We report news, not potential.
Acknowledge me. I know sports. Melissa.
Acknowledge me as Payne and Pendergast.
The only female 6'10 listener. Melissa, first off, we thank you so much for listening to us.
Pendergast and Payne.
You are not alone, though. There are other ladies who...
Shout out Angie.
Who listen. Angie Ashley, would like to have a word.
Perry,
Ashley.
Tony.
Yes, Tony would have to work. Tony's about to come up here and just
Perry, Jen.
Here in just a minute, but we appreciate you. Listen again.
No, I said Perry first. You went double down
Damn
on
it.
Perry. One of the coolest girl names I've heard recently, by the way.
It's one an I, isn't it?
I've never heard it. Ends with an I. I've never, yeah. I don't know if I've ever
Shout
heard
out
that.
To Perry. Yeah. Yeah, she's fun. Good curly hair. Good solid curly hair.
Kinky curly.
Kinky curly, yeah. Like that, like
Tyler.
Like,
I'm talking about the curl is kinky.
Hey, man, I like kinky.
We're talking about somebody's hair, man.
Yeah,
I use the word kinky in a sentence that included a female, and Tyler gets in there. His old shoulders start hopping around. Hey. He's in there giggling.
Hey, it's my Friday. I'm feeling horny.
Lift his head around. Here we go. But shout out to you, Melissa. We know you know sports. I'm not going to acknowledge you. That's a different show. But check them out. I think you should check them out 6 to 10 tomorrow, Payne and Pendergast, and force them to acknowledge you.
I'll acknowledge.
By the way, shut up, Melissa. Jessica listens all day. Right now,
713-572-4610.
About to be a girl fight.
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, because I know there's a few ladies over there that are going at it, please text in, shut up, Melissa, and then say your name that you listen. Shut up, Melissa. Teresa listens. Shut up, Melissa. Debbie listens. All right, everybody in.
Hey, Debbie the Texan does listen.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Linda said, shut up. I listen every day. Linda Sterner.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
Is that, did Granny hit us up?
No, I'm just saying. There's another one. Again, Angie, she slid in here. I listen all day too. Shut up, Melissa, is from Angie.
Damn, Melissa getting roasted.
Melissa Long.
I'm not.
Man.
I'm just saying, baby.
Tyler.
Mel will be all right.
Ron's inciting the crowd.
inciting, what's it called?
Have a little fun. No, Brad, you can't send in shut up, Melissa.
Yeah, Brad.
Oh, that's sexist, bro.
Just because there's a Melissa in your world that you wanted to tell shut up, you can't do it. You can't do it on our
team.
Shut up, Melissa.
Brad.
Alexis listens. All right, there we go. Keep rolling through.
Shout out to all our lady listeners. Hello,
ladies. By the way,
ladies.
Speaking of ladies, happy birthday to the boss lady.
For real this time.
Yes. She texted me yesterday. She said, you retracted it, huh? happy birthday, Sarah Frazier. It is actually your birthday. And congratulations. Another year younger. Happy birthday to Sarah. By the way, Rhonda checks in. Shut up, Melissa. Rhonda listens every day as well.
I love this.
is it normal to congratulate people on their birthday?
I don't know. That's just
no. But that's okay.
I think you accept it, right?
Oh, hell yeah, you accept it. I didn't know. Trying to learn here, man.
Shut up, Melissa. Kim listened as well.
Kimberly.
Kimbo.
Y'all better leave Melissa. That's enough, girls. That's enough.
How's
it's not enough.
Kimbo
Don't
slice.
Listen
enough.
To him.
Y'all
the
leave
leader,
Melissa alone. That's enough.
Listen, the leader brought it that's out. Enough. You keep coming through, all right? Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, continue.
Hannah McNair, she listened.
Courtney.
Follow Ron, you're going to be mistaken as staff.
CHG78 Courtney here on the YouTube and Twitch. Courtney listens all day.
Girl.
So shut up, Melissa, there. Champ, you don't get to do it.
Yeah, girl.
Thank you. Melissa texted and said, thank you, Clint. You're a sweetheart. Nah, you gonna get that. You're a part of it, Melissa.
You've made your point, Ron.
No, I'm not.
You've made your
the
point.
The people, will when they stop, I will. Natasha, hello. Shut up, Melissa.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Oh man, hey, Melissa, we appreciate that. We appreciate you getting that text line fired up for us.
By the way, seriously, hey, anybody wondering what's up with Will Anderson?
I saw him today.
You saw him? I haven't
walked right by me.
That's good. I haven't even seen.
He even looked over and said, "What's up, fellas?"
I haven't even seen. At least, I mean, he wasn't in.
I was in a verbal headlock, but
he wasn't in pads. I mean, he was.
No. He had been working out. Okay. He'd been working out though. Sweat, good little full sweat going on. Listen, athletic gear, not sweats. Athletic gear.
He's not practiced in the month of August. He hasn't been much on the field. It's been very much like a Christian Harris thing. I'm glad you said you saw him today. That's
where are thou?
I'm just starting to get here, man. Final preseason game on Saturday. Clearly, he's not. You know, this is another week he's not practicing. Like it was before we took off to go to camp. I know he wasn't practicing that week.
Yeah.
And we took off in July, end of July. I just, like, this is, like, for me, Christian Harris to me is, like, one where I'm like, I'm almost to a point now where I'm almost be surprised if he's able to go week one. Will Anderson, I just assumed he would be, but man, we're it's the 22nd of August.
Yeah, the Will Anderson thing, I wonder if it's a trust issue, and I don't mean that as negatively as it sounds, but like I don't know that D'Amico trusts him to take care of his body, and I ain't talking about off the field. I'm talking about on the field. Like, to be honest, like, hey man, are you nicked up? Hey man, your hamstring hurting? Hey, your knee hurting? He clearly is a guy that doesn't need, he's another guy that doesn't need training camp. I mean, you get him ramped up, whatever ramp up means for him, get him ramped up and let's play football. And, I just wonder at this point, is it one of those deals? If you even allow him to put pads on and go out there, now you can see the light.
You think that he can't stop himself from going?
Absolutely. In an environment like today, he'd have been balls to the wall, not wanting to come off the field. If he would have had it, if his knee would have been bothering him at all, he wouldn't have told him he'd have practiced anyway. So I wonder if it's more or less to protect him than it is, he's actually injured with him. Which we'll never know because we're not privy to that information. But that's the question, right? Is like, how is he injured, or they just said, hey man,
this my own thing is, and I can understand it, I think it's just a long stretch. This is we're pushing a month,
yeah,
that he hasn't been on the practice field leading up to week one. Like, I'm glad I didn't see him. I'm glad you saw him, you at least laid eyes on him. This was becoming like a Christian Harris thing where they were letting him get his work at other moments and not out with the team during camp.
Yeah, he was coming off with him and D'Nico Autry, and what's the young fellow that had that took a little leave of absence, surprisingly, the rookie last year, D-end, big dude, late draft pick, mental health.
Oh no, you're talking about? Oh, he had the cancer.
No.
Oh, you're not talking about mentioned. Dylan Horton.
Yeah, that's
Dylan Horton. Dylan.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Lymphoma.
Oh, that's right. It came out. He left the team for personal reasons, and then it came out that he had.
Yeah.
I think he was the third one with him, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Dylan Horton. Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, I'm wondering, man. We're rolling on a month, and I'm just like, we hadn't been seeing him, and they got to get ready here. I know the first game of the season is 14 days away. The first game of the NFL season with the Ravens and the Chiefs, 14 days away. So. They gotta get my man going at some point, hopefully. All right. Coming up, Tyler's turd list. He's already given a hint to what may be on there. He's gonna make fun of this man for losing his job. I can't wait to hear this. All right. That's coming up next, Tyler's turd list.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Tyler's Turdless upcoming. Just to continue here from the text line, shut up, Melissa. Karen, listen, and no funny jokes. Karen listens, no funny jokes.
You know, that brings up a good point. I bet all the women out there named Karen, particularly the white ones, I bet they've had a rough go at it the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, I think all the white ones. I think not the black ones. I think the black Karens are fine.
You think they're all right?
That's what the whites used to do.
Hillary, the lady who played Hillary Banks, she's a black Karen.
Is she a black Karen? She's doing all right.
She is so fine. God, I love her.
I bet you every time. Well, ma'am, what's your name? Karen, nice to meet you. If they don't say it, they definitely think.
You know, I do, man. I'd like Karen, white, this white Karen.
How do you know she's white? Okay, she said
she
no
jokes.
She
would have said it, yeah. This white Karen, look, if I could give you some tickets, I would. Unfortunately, I'm not able to. I don't have that kind of power. But, yeah, it's been a rough
time. I wonder how often. When you say your name.
I bet you they're thinking, man, to that broad, how come your name couldn't have been Ashley? or Betty. Something. They got to be Karen. I feel like that name's going to go out. I feel like people going to stop naming their kids Karen now because of that.
Absolutely.
I feel like Karen is a name that should be suspended anyway. Like, I feel like we should stop naming kids Karen.
Why is that?
That's just, it's like, there are some classic, you know, like older names that
like Ron?
Yeah. Rose.
You don't like Rose?
That can roll.
Oh, that has staying power?
That has staying power. Like, you know, God bless it. This is a. Courtney's grandmother's name, but like Dorothy. Like, I think we gotta.
Think we probably, Dot?
Probably stop that one. I hate to say this. I don't know. I'd probably slow up with the Lindas.
Oh, boy. You better hope Granny ain't listening.
That's
You're trying to piss. Tyler, you're trying to piss them all
I'm
off today,
being
man.
Honest. That's just. That's
we what, just got through getting all of our female listeners to show up. Show up and show out, man. Talk to us. Tell her that. Lit up the text line. Then the next segment, he starts telling them all we should cancel
like
the
I'm
name.
I'm just saying, Tyler.
Boy,
Tyler.
You just
damn,
something
man.
Else, man.
Like, pump the brakes.
Like, there are some good ones that come, like, but, like, you know.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I'm going to go Linda. I think I'm going
to
go Linda.
I can't wait to tell her. She's not listening.
Get the hell out of here.
Maybe there's a time it may come back. I don't know if it's this one.
It's hey, Linda Gale, man.
Karen should be outlawed. But unfortunately, I think Karen's going to potentially be outlawed the way like we stopped naming our kids Adolf.
Oh, it's a rough one.
But that used to be a name that went around. Adolf Rupp. Then we stopped.
If your name was Adolf, what would you go by? Dolph? Young Dolph?
Change it.
Yeah, I'd legally change it, I think.
Oh, would you?
I don't know.
Are we talking about we're talking about pre-Hitler or post-Hitler?
That's a big question.
Well, because pre-Hitler, then maybe, it you, didn't get, matter. Maybe you go a nickname, right?
I don't think I've ever met an Adolf, like, in person.
Well, they stopped naming him. Like,
but
I mean,
wait, isn't Adolf?
They cut it off.
There is Adolf short for a longer name?
I don't think
or am
so.
I wrong?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
Just something, maybe.
I think I made that up.
Yeah, yeah. From the text line, Ronald is a male Karen. Coach T from 713. Your mama.
he put his name on there, huh?
Good. I'm glad. Appreciate putting his mama name on it.
His mama appreciates putting your mama.
But your
on
mama
it.
Too on that thing there. But shout out to that Melissa. We've had a lot of fun with you. This has been fun, Melissa.
I hope you got thick skin.
Oh, she's having a good time. She keeps texting in, let me call in, and Tyler's like, give me the business. All right, let's do this. We do this every single week. Tyler's Turdless.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh, boy. Let's hear it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let's try. Who's got the bronze? Who's got the bronze this week for Tyler's turd list?
Little look at the podium here. Bronze medal. Bronze turd of the week. It's in the baseball world, and unfortunately, it is a Houston Astro, sort of.
Oh, boy.
It's a young Houston Astro. What? As many of you know, this season in 2024, we've seen a lot of guys called up from Sugar Land. A lot of young guys getting opportunities, whether it's due to injuries with the pitching or otherwise. A lot of young fellas coming up from Sugar Land to the big club and getting opportunities. One of those this year was outfielder Pedro Leon. Well, he's back at Sugar Land, first of all. That happened a couple of days ago. Sorry, Leon. Hopefully your travels were okay. But it was well-deserved, and I was happy to see it personally. Because this guy was ass during his time up with the Astros. That's not why he's getting a bronze medal. So hold your horses. Hold your horses there, Ron. That's not why he's getting the bronze turd. Young guys can struggle, figure it out. I'm not going to slam you with a turd medal. But he was sucking. He only had two hits and 20 at-bats, hitting a nice clean 100 for the Astros in his short time with the big club. I wish I had the audio for you. I thought I did. But if you missed it, before he was sent down to Sugar Land, there was a very close game going on for the Houston Astros a couple of weeks ago. My man, Pedro Leon, was on second base in extra innings. And he promptly decided to just casually tag up on a fly out to the outfield to get to third base. I'm talking, he tagged up, took off, and about halfway to third, he just started slow poking this thing. Almost got caught at third base in an extra innings ball game with only one out, and I was losing my mind. He's lucky that he wasn't called out, especially with review and everything now in baseball. But between just being awful at the plate, you can't have your head put up your butt whenever you're a young guy trying to make it with a big club. And there were other moments, too, at the plate where he was just, he wasn't right mentally. It was obvious. But this guy had his head up his butt. He wasn't hitting well, so he deserved to go back to Sugar Land. That's why he's getting the bronze turd medal this week. Bro, when you come back, if you get another shot, Pedro, you got to have your head in the game every single moment.
If it makes you feel better, Tyler, I think he feels like a turd right now after his week.
He started laughing on third base when he almost got caught on that tag up. He looked at Gary Pettis and they started giggling together. I wanted to jump through the TV screen, bro.
Is this really about Pedro, or is this about your disgust with the Astros base running?
Well, that's a factor in it, I'm sure. Like, you know.
And their reaction after it. Yes. That probably sit your ass right up.
Oh, for sure, dude. Like, you almost, it's an important game. We're trying to win a ball game. You almost get caught and you're laughing. So, Pedro, sorry. Go get your mind right in Sugar Land. Hopefully, we see you again sometime. Silver medal this week. Listeners, perk your ears up. You're involved in this one. Any of you out there that since yesterday has been coming at Ron the Show Hughley.
Is this Ron?
About eating his boogers when he was a child. That's turdish behavior, bro.
Really, the turd portion of it becomes when you all try to change it from being a child to that I'm currently.
Yes.
Doing. Larry, you're at the top of this.
Yes, Larry and Stafford.
You've definitely been guilty of it.
No, I was not.
No, he
I defended him.
He's just laughed at it.
I mean, I was laughing, but
now I'm with you.
I think you may have said boogery. I think you incited the people.
I just gotta say.
Now, if you are grinning, you're in it. But like he has laughed.
Yeah. So all y'all out there giving him crap, chill out. Kids eat boogers when they're young. We know this. Don't act like this is the craziest thing you ever heard. I personally didn't eat any boogers when I was a kid, but Ron did, and a lot of other people did. I picked my butt. Ron ate boogers. Clint burnt bugs. We all got something. We're in it together. You get the silver medal, Larry and Stafford, and other listeners who've been giving Ron hell about eating some bugs.
Specifically Larry and Stafford.
Yes, that's my favorite part. All right, gold medal time. On a Thursday, I got the Golden Turd Trophy that we all love in my hand. If you're watching with us on YouTube and Twitch, search for us on Google if you've never checked that out. It's pretty awesome. My nipples come out a lot. Gold medal for the turd list this week around the sports world. It's got to go to the Seattle Mariners and their now former manager, Scott Service. And I love it when a good plan comes together. This is beautiful. The Mermen have been trash, and you love to see it. Got some numbers for you. This is awesome. If you didn't know, the Mariners were off to a great start this year in the AL West. They have completely pooped that away, which we're all thankful for here in Houston. Just can't handle being on top. They can't handle being in the number one spot where you normally find the Houston Astros, and they crumble They are now 5 games behind the Astros in the AL West. No signs of it getting better because their manager, Scott Service, has been fired. He's a turd himself, so it's easy for him to get a gold turd medal. Here's the numbers for you. Since the Mariners had a 10-game lead in the AL West on June 18th. This is so good. It's like a nectar on my tongue. Since June 18th, Mariners up 10 games in the West. They have the second worst record in the American League, only behind the White Sox.
Just the White Sox.
Behind the White Sox.
It's got to be too close to them.
The Mariners are 20-33 since June 18th, just completely crapping all over themselves, doing what the mermen of Seattle do each and every year. Like I tell y'all, they are descending. The Astros are back in their proper spot. And Scott Service, well, he's got to go check out unemployment now. So this week's Golden Turd, the jobless Scott Service. Sorry, dude. I'm sure you'll land on your feet somewhere. And the Seattle Mariners for always providing turdish baseball in the American League West. We appreciate you. You get the gold.
I just want to get this straight. Is Scott on there because he's jobless?
Well, he was a part of their meltdown. He was their manager.
Because you said turd to the jobless.
Overall, he exhibits very turdish behavior often.
He is. I mean, is it fair to say like the RBF he has is tremendous?
Yes. And he bitches and whines and complains more than any other manager I've ever seen. And just good luck finding your next gig, bro.
Guy gets fired and you pile on, huh?
He's a turd. If it was like a manager I had no qualms with, he wouldn't be on the list. Scott is a doucher.
His excitement is just a tad.
It really is.
Just a tad above grade. Like,
I see the Mariners.
I've probably been in the room with him when we've said Scott Service was fired. And I was there with him when he found out when I said it to him. And it's immediate laughter every time. And it's starting to get worse.
It's awesome.
It's starting to get
worse. Go jump on that couch, bro. Watch some Netflix.
It's starting to get worse every time. My goodness. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Tyler's turn. Listen, Clint, what you got coming up?
It's pretty easy, man. One of the youngsters. We're all out of camp today. Joint practice with the Texans. And it was some of the best work that I've seen a team get in a two-hour span. It was well done by Sean McVay and D'Amico Ryans, and the observations are big, man. One of the youngsters, he just simply won't go away. One of the win now additions is teasing the hell out of me, and the highest paid player on the squad is he ain't ready, y'all. We'll tell you what all that means. We'll do it next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.